This is a HeadGum Podcast.
My problems are big one. It's sticky for sure. Ran into my ex and she's not fat anymore. She is an eight now. She used to be a four.
Used to be a four.
How do I tell her I want her back without her knowing that I'm a douchebag? So I thought I'd email if I were you
with a pinch and shmuel.
Damn.
Yeah, that was smooth.
That barbershop quartet, though.
That's how you get laid.
That crooning tune to the sound of Earth Angel, though.
A cappella,
though.
Yeah.
The email said, imagine NWA had a stable upbringing in the suburbs of Cambridge, England, and eschewed a rap career for a shot at the barbershop big leagues. That is what Ollie, Sam, and Colm have done for us. I think I'd be down to join a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
And since these are just three dudes, I feel like...
You could... No, don't.
Ba 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 bang bang ba ba bing bong bing blue moon boo 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 boo.
I take back what
ba,
I said.
Ba, da, ba, da, blue, blue,
Blumenfeld, you got something special.
You really think so? Because I didn't really... I put half my ass into
that. Hey, boys,
that.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, this is it. Ba, 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 boo, 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 moon.
Your kids are going to love it. So thanks, guys, Ollie, Sam, and Colm in Cambridge, England.
They knew the word eschews.
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 Eschews. Eschewed a rap career. Eschewed.
Yeah, I think if you know that word, then you're already not going to be a very good rapper.
Well, the thing is, they're from England, so they already know...
Their vocabulary is...
They're like... sort of cheating, because they... When you're English, you know English good. That's not good. It's like, I speak Hebrew. So what? I was born in Israel. I didn't learn shit.
Oh, interesting. That's you for the first time not taking credit for knowing another
language.
I mean,
obviously, for me, it's a little different.
Oh.
As I do know shit, I know English and Hebrew,
big deal that they
and it was self-taught.
Right. So once again, everyone else is good.
Bad.
Don't talk over me. Everyone else is good. Everyone else is bad and you're good. That's the takeaway.
Can I talk now?
Sure.
Everyone else is bad and I'm good to me. To have
to
me. To me, I'm good
for us,
to hold until death do I am. Blue moon. What is this show? It's If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by I.
And I.
And, and we are they and us to have.
For them.
To I.
To be.
To hold.
Whence was.
To ba da ba da ba ding ba bing
bye,
boom,
bye bye bye
bye. Bing. Can't stress enough. We are not drunk. We're not high.
Yeah,
we're
this is a bonus Thursday. We can phone it in if we feel like
we're
it.
We're getting a little loopy. Yeah,
it's one of those late night shows.
Sorry. I just got my parents are getting divorced, so I just got
texted regarding that. You want to pause it for a second?
We're good.
They were together a long time.
Yeah, 43 years next week. So
next, is everything good?
Somebody stop me. All right. So what do we? Fuck. It's so hard not to think about them together. All right.
Yeah, dude. Take a breather.
I don't need a breather. I need to work. I need to fill my void. I need to fill the silence with cool shit.
You're not doing a very good job right now.
Processing it. I am.
Because it's...
I can decompartmentalize. I'm actually part mental, part departmental.
All right, good. You're cracking.
My
jokes.
Daddy did tell me that I was so funny, even when...
That's good. When That's nice. It's positive.
Yeah.
All right.
He also told me that I was sort of... I don't know how to say it in English, but I was driving a wedge between him and my mother. All right.
Jesus Christ.
So how does it work? We
fucked up thing for your old man to say.
Think. Blumenfeld. My mom was right. I can't fucking do two things
ruined,
at once.
You ruined a marriage and a podcast. Congrats.
We are receiving emails every day, ifireeshow@gmail.com. People in sticky situations. They need desperately our advice, and we do it every week, sometimes twice a week. Sometimes we're back short on a Thursday. Today is one of those times.
On a Thursday.
Squad going down.
On a Thursday.
All right. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Fair.
Do you have a fake guy's name?
Pablo Escobar.
Right. My new relationship has gotten mad at me because before I even knew that I had a chance of hooking up with her, I hooked up with two of her friends and I had sent a dick pic to another. Do you believe that she should be mad at me for this? She is not talking to me right now. And if so, and if not, what should I do to make her not mad at me and to get over the matter? Thank you. I appreciate your advice on the matter. By the way, I am 19.
Okay.
So,
I am not an alien, and English is my first language.
If so, and if not, what should I do to make her not mad at me to get over the matter?
The matter, and what is the matter, doesn't matter, and how can I...
It doesn't matter. Can someone get mad at you for stuff you did before your relationship?
No. They can. They do.
Right.
I don't find it to be a fair way of life.
So you're saying, I meet someone... Fresh start. Everything that happened before, yeah. I can't get mad at that.
Yeah, but it's not like, you're not invincible. You're not untouchable. You don't have like a get out of jail free card. You're
not a Teflon Don.
Yeah, because like still, you find out, people find out about things in their relationships.
Yeah.
Past.
Yeah.
That bother them.
Sure.
I think there's a difference between being bothered by something
mm-hmm.
and being mad at something.
Oh.
Like, if we were dating and I find out that you sent a dick pic to a bunch of my friends before we were even together.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that bothers me that you did that. And,
right.
like, what can you do? You just have to sort of be contrite about it. You have to be like, I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. I wish I knew that I would meet you because I don't need to do anything. I don't, whatever.
You're saying I should apologize.
Yeah. Just like to be like,
that was an old me.
Yeah. You don't really have to like bend over backwards to apologize. But you know, if somebody's upset and you say, I'm sorry. I didn't know my actions would be.
But maybe you should, maybe I should bend over forwards. And offer
Very
up
hot.
The booty.
Yeah, dude. That so if we're in a relationship,
yeah,
and then I'm a little pissed at you,
yeah.
and then you just bend over grab
forward.
Your freaking ankles and let me rail
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, I am not upset at all. I am coming. You better believe after I nut,
all
I don't
right,
stay
all
mad.
Right.
Actually, sit on my lap.
For what?
You old fart. Get over here.
No way.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I feel like you're just saying that now. Because you know it'll get you.
I know I get off. So I think there's like... But then if I was like... If I was upset, you would probably try to console me.
Oh.
You know? If you're a good guy.
I see.
But if I'm mad at you, if I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You send dick pics to everybody.
Oh.
Then you get defensive.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it doesn't matter. It's not important. It was before I knew you. And you're like, it still matters to me. They're still my friends. They have pictures of your dick, you know?
You know what I would do when someone used to get mad at me in relationships?
What?
I used to heighten up how sad I was feeling. So then it's like, oh, now the other person has to console me.
Very manipulative.
And you can't be mad at me and console me at the
right.
same time. If I feel so bad that I'm sad.
It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have sent those pictures to those girls.
I know, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Oh, no, hey, it's fine.
No,
it's fine.
It's not fine. Don't fucking let me off the hook.
Would you really do that?
I mean, not to that humorous extent, but I feel like in retrospect, that is
a
very
pretty funny way to come at it.
Yeah, I would always like be...
extra hard on yourself.
Yes, exactly. Extra hard on myself.
I'm a fucking loser. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame you if you broke up with me.
In fact, I deserve
it. I ruin everything.
And that's why I was broken up with 19 times in a calendar year. Because I would always say that. And then eventually they just have to take the opening.
Yeah, a couple of them take the bait.
Yeah. And then as they're packing up to leave, I say, you could break up with me or you can. And then I would bend over. Rail me.
So you were still broken up with 19 times in a calendar year.
Because none of them had dicks. Yeah. It didn't mean anything for them to
see
me.
One girl put
bent
on a strap on and throat fucked you.
And that was the one I ended up getting engaged to. You knew that I was engaged, right?
Yeah.
I had
for a calendar year.
I engaged her.
You engaged her in a marriage proposal.
I was engaged to have her and me with me to have for to hold till death do I shart. So what should does this guy have a case?
I feel like it's not about having a case. It's about like readjusting the communication to be this dynamic of I'm not mad. Let's not be mad at each other. Let's recognize that we're both upset by this and what can be done. Like, the dick pics are there. They've been sent. It's happened.
So do you believe that she should be mad at me? No.
I don't believe she should be mad at him.
And if so, what should I do to make her not mad at me and get over the matter?
I think you have to calmly say, I understand why you're upset. And it's really tough because I don't believe that she should be mad. It's really hard when the person starts from a place where there's like not negotiation, you know?
Right.
It's like, I'm pissed. It's like, what you need to do is guide her to just be upset in general and not pissed at you.
Right.
But how do you have that conversation? How do you talk about that?
How do you often find yourself apologizing for something that you don't think that the other person should be mad about?
No, because I'm a moron. Like, I have principles when it comes to apologizing and stuff like that. Like,
oh,
I don't want to... I guess, but more less than I'm not... Like, I don't like to start an argument. Like, I'm not going to apologize for something if I didn't have to apologize about it, you know?
Right.
I think I always just, like, try to find the root of why somebody's mad at me. And it's usually not because, like, they're angry and being mean towards me. It's because they're hurt and vulnerable.
Oh, you try
so
to
you tap into
go
that,
back that like, one layer.
Right. So you say, so rather than apologizing, you say, I see that you're very upset. I see that this bothered you. I understand that you're...
I accept.
I didn't say I'm sorry. But
I could tell that you do feel apologetic for that.
Very sad that you feel sad. Even though there's nothing...
You're a
I
sorry man, indeed. And I feel bad that I forced you to apologize, almost.
I didn't.
Borderline. Now, get off your knees and stop begging me for forgiveness. You have it, you big lug.
Now bend over so I can fuck you.
All right. What's up?
And what would you say?
I mean, if someone's mad at you, I would just... I would apologize, even though I don't necessarily feel like they have a right to be mad. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry you feel this way. I would say that.
I'm sorry you feel this way is a pretty tough thing to feel, to hear.
Yeah. Which is, again, 19 divorcees in one calendar year.
Oh, I thought it was you were engaged to mm-hmm. one and married the rest.
No, I was. It alternated 19 each, so I would be engaged and then married and divorceed. And
you are such a swinging bachelor, Blumenfeld.
That's amazing. I wonder how many times the most times someone's been married in a year.
It's interesting,
but not on purpose. Not like a guy that was trying to break the record,
right?
All right, next question. Ooh. Guy's name.
Give me 2 seconds. Steve Murphy.
Right.
You know I've been watching Narcos.
You know that, dude. Hey guys, great fan of the show, and since now I've been lucky enough not to have the need to write in. I talk to this girl on a semi-regular, and I feel hookup is imminent. Here's the thing. She started a conversation with the line, "Would you hate me if I took heroin?" I said yes to try to deter her. But then she stated, then she started questioning me as to why and accusing me of being hypocritical because of my lifestyle, mainly drinking and the occasional bud. Anyway, I think heroin is a lot worse, and even though I have a suspension, she is joking. I feel I have the moral duty to tell someone, a friend, her parents, maybe a teacher. We're both in high school. I just don't know. She's a solid 8.5 if it helps. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
I was going to say something so friggin' out of left field till I heard she was an 8.5. I was operating thinking she was a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, at 8 at most.
So thank you for that information.
Let me readjust my
going
entire...
Going forward, knowing she's an 8.5, I say you just got to let her do the heroin.
No one who says, "Would you hate me if I took heroin?" is going to do heroin, because she doesn't even know the cool way to say it. If I took it? No, you don't take heroin.
What do?
You shoot it. Would you hate me if I shot heroin?
Oh, that means you're already doing
it.
Oh, now I see.
Yeah, this girl's faking it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to tell anyone.
I think you probably... Also, that's the wrong answer to say, "Would you hate me if I took heroin?" You don't just say yes, like, "I'll hate you if you do something." You say, "I would be really worried about you. I'd be really concerned. I'd be upset. I'd be sad if you did that. And I would want to help you."
Yeah. Would you say you could hate it if you took heroin? You would hate the situation? Would you hate it if I took heroin?
I would think it was hilarious if you took heroin.
You think so, man?
Yeah.
Thanks,
man.
It'd
be super funny.
I needed to hear that.
Would you actually do it?
I would never do it.
If I got you heroin?
I'm afraid to do drugs.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to do heroin, too.
Yeah.
That's a big scary one.
That's the last one, I think.
That's like a die the first time you do it drug.
Yeah, you can maybe die from it drug.
I mean, you could die from like other drugs too.
Yeah, like adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Skydivery.
Mm-hmm. You so could like, die from that.
Yeah, you can actually dive from it.
Nice. You're sure you're not drunk?
I am a little high.
Oh.
Yeah. I had an edible at lunch.
I love that.
Yeah. I had a brownie bite and a...
Do you eat those brownies in the freezer? Because... They ain't your regular brownies.
That wasn't even the freezer, man. You were just so fucked up, man.
Fucked up.
Man, are you okay, dude? No, I'm fine. Don't tell her parents. Don't tell a teacher. That's such a weird thing to do.
Yeah. At the very... It's noble. If you knew for a fact she was taking heroin, or if you had... at least more conclusive evidence. This is just like a one text message. Don't sound any alarms yet.
Yeah.
I think it's fine to not... You know what, though?
It is.
She did call him a hypocrite.
So it is his moral duty.
So I feel like...
Would you say it's his moral duty?
But to call the police... I think you have to call the... If you could set up a sting operation...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How would that... So it's like
he'll wear a wire.
Oh my god!
And acquire heroin on his own accord, according to Jim.
Okay,
and then he'll go out
in a Honda Accord.
In a Honda Accord,
yeah.
To meet e-Hondas.
Oh, a Ford.
A Ford.
If he can afford a Honda Accord.
If he can afford a Honda Accord from e-Honda, of course.
Of course.
he'll meet this lady out as a matter of course.
Okay.
And the heroine of this story will be buying some heroin from this gory dude because he got into a fight before he...
Before he turned very gory. What's the allegory?
Yeah, if you can, so then you try to sell her the heroin, and then you bust her.
And then, so it's like 911, what's your emergency? 911, what's your emergency?
What's your accent? I'm sorry, I have an emergency, but I'm enamored with your voice.
This is the Chicago Dispatch Police.
Where are you from? What's your name?
My name is Fayetteville from Normal, Illinois.
Fayetteville from Normal, Illinois?
Sorry, do you have an emergency, sir?
I have an emergency. I've fallen. My heart has just burst into a million pieces when I heard the sound of your voice.
What's your address?
My address?
Sorry, is someone holding a gun? Is someone holding a gun to your head? Just cough twice. If so, are you in trouble right now?
I just Fayetteville from Normal, Illinois. You had me at what's your emergency?
Don't tell anyone. Was my advice.
Yeah.
She's not doing heroin. She hasn't taken
it. You're
going
to feel real shitty if she's doing heroin, though.
Oh, shit. What if she OD'd and it was his moral duty?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, this is an interesting one. This one is interesting. And are you ready for it?
You better believe it.
We need another guy's name.
Javier Peña.
I'm a 20-year-old guy from England, just finishing up my first year of university. We're moving out of the halls at the end of June, but my most current of flatmates have already gone home, so at the moment it's just me and my friend living together in the flat and doing nothing all day, every day. Recently, she suggested that I grow my mustache out. The reason for this is because I haven't shaved in almost a week, and when I go this long without shaving, the hair above my lip, in particular, becomes quite a bit more prominent, which she said looks good on me. The problem is, I think it looks ugly. The only reason I've let it go to this point is that I've been really lazy. I'm pretty sure that this is the extent that it can grow to anyway. I can't really grow a full beard, but I agreed to not shave it for 2 weeks just to see what happens. Then it occurred to me that she might be trying to mess with me. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the mustache just won't suit me, but what if that's actually her plan and she's playing some sort of John Wolfe-esque long con to get me to grow ugly facial hair, walk around looking like an idiot for 2 weeks? Maybe she secretly likes having some small power over how my face looks. She already gives me haircuts, and she pierced my ear with a sewing needle one time. I really don't think a mustache will look good on me. Also, in the unlikely event that it actually looks good, should I keep it or shave it off before I go home to see my friends for the summer? When I saw them last, they noted that I had changed a lot since going to uni, and this became sort of a punchline for their jokes. Well, since I last saw them, I've gotten the aforementioned ear piercing, which I've now started stretching out, and I've also gotten a tattoo, and I plan on getting a few more before I see them. I can already imagine the jokes that'll come out of this. But since these are permanent decisions which I've made, there's nothing I can do about it, really. So I guess I'll have to suck it up and take it. But I could avoid having mustache jokes thrown on top of the whole situation by just shaving it off. But what if it does actually look good? What do you guys think I should do? Help. Love. What was the guy's name?
Javier Peña.
Javier Peña.
Oh. God, man. You are the butt of a joke, man. You have to at this point cut off your entire lip.
What?
Remove your lip.
How does one even
cut it off entirely?
No way.
So you no lip. All you'll see above your lower lip is teeth and gums. And you run up to this girl and you say, "Are you happy now?
Oh,
look what you've done."
And he already has a homemade ear piercing that he's stretching out.
Yeah, so you're all about that self-mutilation.
Shit. And then he comes home and his friends have already made fun of him for looking slightly different from university.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back with multiple tattoos, a homemade ear piercing, and
no lip. What's the opposite of a mustache? Just your teeth.
No, it is not. Oh, it's what?
Oh, teeth.
That's so close to a mustache.
From here up is just teeth.
Did I mention Sale was a goose? I would say the opposite of a mustache is tangerine juice.
I think it's chalk.
You just said it was teeth.
Chalk's pretty close to teeth.
So what the fuck is this guy doing? Mustache is the most changeable thing, and he's concerned about it. But, like, getting a tattoo and piercing his ears with a sewing needle is fine?
It sounds like he's just a little self-conscious about the mustache. But, like, how often have you had a girl who was interested in you, like, want you to do your hair a different way or yeah. want you to grow a beard, and it's like something that's, it's a change to you, and you're like, oh no, this looks weird, this looks bad, what are you talking about? But it doesn't matter. Like, if you like this girl and she says you look good a certain way, then just embrace it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds like he was getting into it.
He's sounds like he liked
it. What if it does look good? By the end of your email, you borderline thought it did.
I mean, all your decisions from what to wear, what you look like, facial hair, clothing, anything, is to attract people. Otherwise, right. why would you do it?
And now you have somebody who you're attracted to telling you
point blank
what they like, and you're like, no, it doesn't look good to you.
Yeah. You don't tell her what looks good to you for me to have, to him, to hold.
To forever.
It's already there.
And it sounds like, also, she's not necessarily making him grow out a mustache. She's just saying, like, don't shave. Like,
yeah.
And the hair above his lip is most of what grows in.
You have a mustache now.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Do you remember your first mustache?
Yeah.
You couldn't stop thinking about it. When it first there, it's like, oh, my God. Oh,
that's true. I think I was, like, in my mid-20s when I mean, I would always do it when I was shaving just right. for, like, fun at the end of your, like, if I had, like, a light beard or something, I'd shave.
Yeah.
And leave a mustache just for fun, or leave a goatee just for fun for a minute.
But no way would you keep it for more right. than a day.
And then, like, during work at College Humor, I think I started, like, sometimes just having a beard. Right. And then it took a long time. But I did the mustache, and the first day I had my mustache, all I wanted to do was, like, tell people how it was a joke.
Yeah, it's like, not a real mustache.
I'm just doing this as a bit. Yeah. That's why I have it. It's funny.
Now you have it, you don't even really think about it.
No, and, like, people comment on it. They're like, hey, mustache. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's no big deal.
So you just sort of, you'll grow desensitized to the stash is what I'm saying.
Right, 100%. I think you make... It sounds like you're growing and changing and doing different things. So your friends might not like it, but maybe this girl likes it. Maybe you like it. That's really the most important.
No, I would say the girl is more important than the guy.
Girl and you, yeah, I feel like they're sort of like an equal-ish importance.
If she likes it.
I think you're right. Like, her liking it is definitely really important. Like, that should guide him to liking it. If he really can't reconcile, then... He can't, like, you also have to be confident when you're talking to the girl.
But what's more confident than her saying, I like it like that? I like it like that. I like it like that.
Bend over, Blumenfeld.
What?
You're right. I'd like to fuck you alive on the podcast.
Alive? Alive or just live?
Both.
Mercy. So, keep the stash.
Yeah, keep the stash for a little bit just to see.
How about keep the stash and don't give yourself a tattoo or two or three? It sounds like you're rushing into this tattoo thing.
Well, maybe he likes the tattoos. I ain't got nothing wrong. I ain't got no problem with anything except for maybe no piercing the ears with a sewing needle.
Yeah,
because that's not hygienic.
That's unsafe, unhealthy.
You're stretching out a hole in your body that you pierced with a needle yourself with somebody who is definitely not. To do that.
I would advise against getting multiple tattoos. I would say get one at a time. Because what if you regret it? Yeah. Then you have three instead of one.
Right. I thought that he was. I thought he was like had several more that he was going to go for.
Yeah, he said there's going to be more several more before they even see his friends see him again in a couple weeks.
Oh, interesting.
So yes, mustache, maybe tattoos.
Just slow your roll on the tattoos.
Suddenly, I want to make fun of this guy for changing too much.
Well, this happens when you go to college.
Yeah. I remember when I went to college, the thing was, at least within my friend group, is that like nobody cut their hair for like what seemed like 9 months.
Yeah.
So everybody came back with like super long hair.
Yeah.
Was that like a 2000s thing, or is that like what kids do when they go to college?
I wonder. I think it's a 2000s thing.
Although your brother also grew his hair really out long.
That's true. Maybe I guess it could be a college
because it's like, thriftiness. It's like, oh, I can't afford a haircut, and right. it's like 5 months, 6 months.
You sort of like embrace laziness in a way for the first time. It's like, oh yeah, I don't have to, like, I'm not gonna cut my hair, I'm yeah. gonna wear pajamas, I'm gonna wear slippers to the dining hall.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know if people still do that, do they? I thought Micah grew out his hair because he was like in a surfing culture yeah. in Santa Barbara.
And man buns had become a la mode or of the fashion.
Mm, indeed.
So for example, I had a brownie a la mode the other day, which is a brownie with a little bit of a man bun on it.
Really?
I had a samurai man.
You just
man
poured
bun.
Ice cream onto a man's head. Bun. You tried yeah. to eat it with a spoon.
Oh, God. That's so hot. All right. Let's take a breaky-poo, and we'll be back with more right after these.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Hi.
You good?
Yeah. It is September 10th when this comes out.
Nice.
We are dangerously close to our Toronto shows, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, at the beginning of October. And then in 2 weeks after that, we're going to be at the Irvine Improv, Orange County, our first show in Orange County. This is a 500-seat theater.
Shit. People really have to come.
Yeah. And once they do get there, it's going to be a fucking party.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be a rage fest.
I'm going to have, what's it called when you have that thing that goes, it like blows out.
A vuvuzela?
No, not a vuvuzela. It's like a paper mache thing, and then it blows out.
Yeah.
And then it sucks back in.
A party popper or like a noisemaker.
Yeah, not even any of those. Right. What's that thing? How do you even search that on Google? It like, it's a...
Party horn?
A party horn, is it? It's a... How would you even describe that?
I would describe it as a party horn.
Let's see. Are you searching?
Yeah. Party horn.
Oh, wow. Look at that. A party horn is a horn formed from a paper tube. That's correct. That doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Yeah.
And actually, another way to say it is noisemaker. And another way to say it is paper tongue.
Paper tongue. Interesting. But I said two of the three.
Yeah. Party horn.
And I guess it's just like not a very common vernacular because you didn't think they were right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to bring a party horn.
So it's going to be insane.
So you know right off the bat there will be a party horn. And then it's also a Wednesday, which, you know, Wednesday, Orange County. That's dude, like sort of when the
Wacky
OC
Wednesday
came out.
Weird Wednesdays.
What the fuck Wednesday?
Wednesday?
What the Friday?
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Well, Wednesday, though.
Yeah, well, it's going to be on a Wednesday.
Right.
So hopefully we guys can see you there. It's going to be our first shows in quite a bit since Montreal.
Yeah. Ugh. It'll be good to get back to Canada.
I can't wait to be slightly too drunk on stage.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I can't wait until I make that mistake again.
Yeah, I haven't been hungover in a minute.
Really?
And I was just like full-on drunk in the Montreal airport.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
There's nothing weirder than being drunk going through customs.
I have never experienced that before. That was a very unique experience.
Yeah, it's like, you know, at the end of a night at a bar when you're just like drunk and tired and like the best thing
is the part where you're like, in your kitchen eating like cold food from the refrigerator that you didn't think you'd
eat. And like, then you sleep for like 8 hours and it's the best. So instead of eating the food in the kitchen in the sleep, it's walking through a line of strangers that woke up at 4 a.m.
It's showing people like drunkenly showing a TSA agent your passport.
Yeah, asking what he's doing. What are you doing in Canada?
I was lost. I got lost in the airport. Me and Sam couldn't find our gate.
What a weird position to be in, to just go from the bar to an airport.
Yeah, absurd.
And yet I feel like that happens a lot, especially at the end of these fests.
Yeah.
We should try to do that in Orange County.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll just drive drunk home after the show.
Oh, that's really good.
Fucking rage fest, dude.
It's actually cool to drive drunk.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because like a lot of adults are all like, no, don't.
Like a kid was just showing his parents the podcast just during this part.
Mom, don't worry. It's actually really helpful.
They're funny. And they're
funny, but like a lot of the stuff they do is actually smart. Like,
it's cool to drive drunk. It's cool to be a drunk driver.
Oh, so you find this funny?
We're not even kidding.
And now they're making fun of me, the parent said. Now, obviously, you should indeed drive drunk.
Yeah, of course.
You get that.
I'm not going to backtrack from this bit and say you shouldn't drive drunk now.
Driving drunk is the one thing that even cool people don't really do.
Right.
Like the weed commercials, like cool people are laughing at like, like you can really get into a car accident when you're high. No, that's not the whatever.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, I actually don't drive drunk. No,
don't drive drunk. Yeah. Everybody's Breaking rules is cool, but not that one.
Yeah. The coolest thing you could do is break a rule, except if the rule is to drive drunk. So in conclusion, stay in school. Don't drive drunk, and be real cool.
Nice. There's some weird cartoon dog at a back to school seminar.
I don't have sunglasses, but I have like cool glasses, so I am still a cool cartoon
hipster
dog.
Hipster cartoon dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
like a
new,
Spuds
like...
McKenzie, but he's a hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm a hipster?
Oh, God. Why do you sit like that? Just for everybody at home, he's sitting like a pretzel, his legs fully behind his head.
He is a Gandhi-type man.
Speaking into the mic that he has shoved into his anus.
There's a party horn in his butthole.
Before we get back into it, I have one thing that I want to plug. And I apologize, but I'm going to plug this for a friend of mine named Walter, a.k.a. Pippi Babcock. From Adelaide, from our Australia shows. I told you, I think I discussed this on the podcast, that I followed him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He Instagram messaged me.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me if I would give him a shout out for this talent show that he's in.
Okay.
He needs to be voted for.
Okay.
I just so nobody gets an idea, I will not do this for anyone else.
Okay.
Except for Walter.
Got it.
So this is for him.
This is a free advertisement.
Yeah.
We are reaching roughly 100,000 listeners.
And this is...
Their ears. We have their attention. We have their full concentration.
But really, if you're going to do one thing on your computer today, search The Royal Adelaide Show on Facebook.
Okay.
And take a second to find Walter's entry and vote for him. He gave me a URL, but like I don't think anyone's going to... It's
long.
Yeah, it's https://a.pgtb. Like, you know.
Right. Nobody's going to be able to write it down. So you're saying go on Facebook and search?
So this is what I did. I went on Facebook and I searched The Royal Adelaide Show.
Uh-huh.
And it came right up.
Uh-huh.
So
it's a talent show where you like a video?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I voted for him.
How did you vote?
If you scroll down from their page, there's a link that's like vote for our entrance.
Uh-huh.
And then you can click on his name.
Okay. And his name is?
Walter Buckley.
And is it one of those things where you know how many people have voted so far?
Oh, I wonder. I don't know if I do.
Because if it's like in the teens and stuff, we can just fucking create a little Walter avalanche and have him win.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what the.
So what's his talent?
He sings. He sings a Billy Joel song. And if you guys want to see an adorable 15-year-old sing a Billy Joel song, it's very much worth it. He's good. When Pippi Babcock sent me this video, I was like, oh, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want it to be like a shitty video. But I showed it to you.
Yeah.
Did you think it was great?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that adult tone was coming out of that teenager's mouth.
Yeah. He sounds like Billy Joel. I'm going to vote for him right now.
It's again. Actually Billy Joe.
Huh?
It's not Billy Joel. It's Billy Joe.
That's not true, dude.
Uptown girl. Uptown. Girl it up.
I'll be frank with everybody. It does want a lot of information.
Okay. But once you put in that social security number, it sort of auto-fills in the rest.
It's not that bad. It's... All right, tell you what. If it's
it is
like,
a double email verification.
No, it's not that bad either. They
send you a letter in the mail. You fill out a form. Hire a messenger.
They give them your bank account. They're going to take a dollar just to make sure that you're...
Yeah,
obviously. And then you...
Do you know your bank account routing number? Do you know the bank account number?
No.
Do you have your passport scanned? It's easier to get into Canada than it is to cast a vote.
For Walter, for Pippi Babcock.
So what is... And then you vote for him and that's it? And then he wins the talent show?
Yeah.
So you know what his talent is? His talent is actually knowing you. It's not actually singing Billy Joel, is it?
Well, I'll encourage all of our listeners to watch watch all the videos and vote. You know what? You're right. You don't have to vote for Walter.
Decision.
I'm just promoting the Adelaide Royal Show.
Make your own informed decision, but I feel like you'll find Walter's Billy Joel is top notch.
Oh yeah, see, you can't see what the score is right now.
It's that close.
Well, 65,000 people like the page.
Need we say less? All right, I think
we gave more time to Pippi Babcock than anybody else.
Yeah, that was a 48-minute plug. Holy shit, I'm sweating. Let's try to answer one last question before we have to better bounce out of here.
All right.
We sort of answered the three questions that we were going to get to on the show. So do you want to search our email right now? Find a question live on the show. It's bonus Thursday episode time. Things are getting a little loosey-goosey, a little experimental. Last time was a lightning round. This time we're going to try to find a question on the actual show itself.
Live.
So how would you like to how do you propose we go about doing it? Is it random? Do you want to search a keyword?
Yeah, I'll come up with a word that I think there has to be only a few of in our email.
Okay, 14,500 emails in this box.
14,000 emails.
You want to search a term or a phrase.
Search one word.
Oh, one word.
That I think is going to get us down. It's only going to appear in less than 100.
Oh, less than 100.
No, I'll go take a bigger swing. 25. It's going to be less than 25.
Okay.
Juxtaposition.
Juxta?
Juxta. Position.
This is insane. This is beyond flooring.
How many emails?
It's one.
What?
And it's a question we've already answered.
Is it really?
According to my records, yes. We answered it on January 7th, 2014.
Wow. What was it?
Something about family's religion and meeting someone's significant other. And
good stuff. Yeah. All right. So I'll come up with another one.
Okay.
Dandy. I think there's going to be more than...
D-A-N-D-Y.
Yeah. Dandy. I'm imagining somebody be like, everything was fine and dandy, and then this happened.
Okay. There's 21.
Okay.
Some of them are ads. So within the 21, give me a number 1 through 21.
18.
All right. Jake and Amir. We've never read this before. This is an email from July 12th, 2013.
From 2013?
That's right. This is
so this
over
person 2 years
ago.
Doesn't even listen to the show anymore.
Oh, that's probably good. I don't know. This is a month after we created the podcast.
Wow.
Jake and Amir. So I've been flirting with this girl for a couple of weeks, but we haven't really gotten anywhere. I mean, we have come to know each other pretty well, but we haven't really advanced on the boyfriend-girlfriend front. Now, that's all fine and dandy.
I knew it.
Except for the juxtaposition.
What?
No, that's all fine and dandy, except for the fact that a couple nights ago I met another girl and we instantly hit it off. We had a lot of fun and got further that first night with her than I did in a week with the other girl. Basically, I want to let the first girl know that I met somebody else so that I'm not keeping her on the hook when I have moved on. I like both of them, and I would prefer to stay friends with them, but mainly I just want to tell the first girl to move on as nicely as possible. What would you do if you were me?
Wait, you're just flirting with her, right? Was it a date?
He was just flirting with a girl for a couple of weeks, but hasn't really gotten anywhere.
So yeah, you don't have to break up with that person. It sounds like you didn't... It sounds like you failed. What are you talking about?
He had a failure to launch.
He hit on somebody for weeks.
Yeah.
They basically rejected him.
Yeah.
He met somebody else, and now he wants to go and break up with...
Honey, this isn't working out.
I rejected you.
I just don't see us... There's not sparks, as
right,
it were.
Right, I agree. I actually...
And was... I know this is going to fucking pain you to hear.
Right, no.
Actually met...
Get out of
somebody
here.
Else.
Think... The other girl probably doesn't like him either.
But this is something that happens. You can sort of get stuck in a flirtation cycle where nothing really escalates.
Yeah.
You have to add more gasoline or fire or take a risk or a swing before
it's hard.
Things
on text
die
Jake,
down.
I actually get a lot of things like this that are like, we're flirting over text, but like I don't know how to turn it into anything else.
But you have to escalate. Yeah. I think the first thing that you have to do is turn it from a text message to a date. Like
right.
That's the first. Ultimately, that's the goal of the text.
It's so true. Because texting is not the goal. Texting is the means to the end.
So texting allows you to start a. Texting is the first thing. You need text. It's right. Like the twigs.
Well, I feel like this is the unnatural evolution, right? It's like there's a group of people all hanging out, and it's like you're interested in one person, but how do you get a private conversation going? That's the text.
That's why you walk up to them and say, hello, my name is Jacob. I would like to engage you in a private conversation.
Yes. Follow me. May I have your 7-digit telephone number?
Yeah.
Area code included if you don't live in the area.
Otherwise, I know its current code. It's 3 lambda alpha. She's macing you.
My eyes are impervious to this gas.
Oh. So you get her phone number.
And that's a private conversation. But then that's not the end. Now you need to get into an actual private date. A private meeting and greeting.
So the evolution from single-celled organism in a water to an amphibian that crawls out of the water into a primate and then eventually a human
The amphibian crawls into a primate?
Well, it crawls out of the water, basically.
Up inside of a monkey.
A chimpanzee's asshole. And that's the missing link.
It incubates.
Yeah. And then
it's a cocoon.
And then the chimpanzee tears open its chest.
It's a lizard man.
And he's British.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He eschews the food chain.
We're no longer even giving this guy advice. We're just talking about how...
Because you don't need to break up with the girl who you've been flirting with if you meet somebody. You also have only... It's been one night with the other person.
It's been... One night since you have the barrel. I just launch into it. Even the fast part, I have it down.
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
Listen, this guy's...
It's been one night and he wants to break up with the other girl for the girl that he probably doesn't have yet.
I feel bad. This email was written 2 years ago. There's an 80% chance this man is dead. I mean, we're talking to a fucking ghost. This is not to say of anything regarding the two ladies who are two also
dead.
More often than not, they will be deceased by the time we reach them. So to you, I say, thank you for writing in. I'm going to respond to this guy's email. They're like, oh, thank you so much for writing in. We just got to your email.
Glad you included the word dandy.
2.5 years later. All right. That's it. Thank you.
Two and a half years. So he basically didn't get the satisfaction of getting his question answered, and we only made fun of it.
They could be married at this point. I ended up marrying both of them. Thank you for writing in. To anybody who's ever written in. We're trying to get to everybody. Obviously, we have more than we can eschew. But we're doing our best. That email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And if you have your own theme song, we actually start and end every episode. This is episode 173, and we've started and ended every episode with a new theme song, give or take a few. The opening one was by Ali Salmon Colm, and this closing one is by James Sherlock. Today is Thursday. We'll be back on Monday, our regularly scheduled programming. Later.
Ta-da.
If you've got a smoke show on your head, all you need to put some
was a HeadGum podcast.